We are all on our way to somewhere, however undefined, however unconscious, but to where? The question has no easy answer. Retirement and coming of age have certain commonalities. Both are major turning points that necessitate finding the courage to go within. At King Arthur's legendary court, young men seeking to become knights were expected to enter their forest at its darkest point and to blaze a new trail. To tread where others had ventured was proof of cowardice. In other traditions, the young man enters the wilderness alone in search of his particular totem or spirit guide. The retiree must also enter the forest alone. It requires a measure of heroism, but the rewards are great. Some retirees grow so passionate about their new pursuits that these become a calling more intense than their original careers. I know an elder who has taken up bird photography with an ardor that defies belief. Always an avid hiker and outdoorsman, he has now completed numerous courses to master digital photography. His current plan is to travel the world to photograph every single bird species in existence. Recently, I met a woman whose parents had been village peasants in a communist country. Although she loved classical music, it was beyond her reach. However, she was bright. She studied hard, and after several detours, she became a structural engineer. Canada welcomed her skills. After retirement, her priority was to rent a violin. With trepidation, she approached a teacher who showed her the basics, including how to hold the instrument. Alas, her 65-year-old body had other ideas. No way would her back allow her to stand up straight to practice for an hour, let alone with one arm extended at a 90-degree angle, her head twisted to the side, while her other arm moved the bow across the strings. Fortunately, the teacher encouraged her to stand for only 5 minutes at a time. Gradually, she extended the time to 10 minutes, and finally to a full quarter hour a day. Next, the teacher steered her to a physical trainer, whose guidance strengthened her upper body. Today, she plays in an orchestra, creating the classical music she once dreamt of hearing. And no, it's not the Berlin Philharmonic, but trying to become the best at anything in a world of 7.5 billion people spells defeat. Retirement is about doing your best, not about comparing yourself to others.